The initials CML stand for chronic myeloid leukemia. There is a national society in Canada for this disease, and Sherilyn Simoneau is the president, and she's with us this morning. Hi, Sherilyn.
Good morning.
Tell me about Canadians' access to drugs to fight cancer. Where do we stand vis-a-vis a world standard?
Well, vis-a-vis world standards, we're not so great. We're in the 13th rank. And when you consider that Canada has a very good health access mandate, that shows us that there's a problem.
Does that mean that 12 countries ahead of us are spending more money out of the public treasury to help fund drug purchases for cancer patients?
Yep, it does. It means that they're actually helping their cancer patients in their countries access these life-saving drugs quicker.
What's out there that is accessible now under public funding in Canada, and where are the shortfalls from your point of view?
Well, in Canada, unfortunately, we have what we call the postal code lottery. So it really depends on where you're living in the country when you get diagnosed with cancer. And the good news for people who live in Alberta is that Alberta does have a good outpatient cancer drug benefit program. We do need to make sure that it's kept very much up to date because there are some new cancer drugs that are just approved, like Tasigna for leukemia, that are not yet on there. But Alberta does a pretty good job. There's provinces like Newfoundland who don't have such wealth as Alberta has, and they actually are starting to do a good job for their citizens. BC is another place where we're doing a good job. We're really lagging terribly in Ontario. We really need to step up to the plate. There's a lot of cancer patients in Ontario having to pick up the bill for a lot of their drugs.
Do you see any signs at the federal provincial level that some of the things that the governments are talking about doing in terms of working together might be expanded to include some kind of national pharmacy plan so that Canadians, regardless of where they are in the country, can be treated equally?
I am starting to see some little movement, and of course, when this survey came out that ranks Canada 13, the call is really for a national catastrophic drug plan. We really need that. We have drugs that are really good; they're saving lives. The newer targeted therapies for leukemia, for example, when you used to get diagnosed with chronic myelogenous leukemia 10 years ago, you had maybe 5 years to live. And now we're talking 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years. But if you don't get access to the drug, the research doesn't pay off.
Canadians have an unequal access to some cancer drug treatment programs.
Correct. And we need to make sure that you're not going to survive your cancer just because you live in one province versus another. It just has to be more equitable for all Canadians.
It seems to me there are two ways to solve the cost issue. One is to put more government money or more public money into supporting some kind of drug plan. The other is to find ways to reduce the costs. And is there anything that can be done on that side of the equation that would make these products more readily available financially to people who need them?
Yeah, I do see that that's happening. One of the drugs that is being used now to treat one of the leukemias will be going generic in the next couple of years. So as these drugs get older and start to become generics, that will help. But I think also that we do have to look into how do we reduce the cost. Well, it's very costly to get these drugs approved and through the process in Canada. That adds cost. Research adds cost. And the situation now with cancer is that we're really getting specific targeted therapies. That takes a lot of time to research. So a drug that's a real blockbuster for leukemia, this same drug may not work in breast cancer. So you really have to take that into consideration.
The pharmaceutical companies have spent a lot of time and money on developing these products and have the right to get something as a return on their investment. The question becomes how much of a right, how big a return, how quick should the return develop, and whether or not there are ways of keeping costs down so more people can afford them, even if they have to pay for them themselves.
I agree with you wholeheartedly there. And I think right now what happens is that they are caught up in research and the costs that tied into the research and how quick can they accrue money back. And research is moving very quickly. So if you come out with a blockbuster drug right now and you've invested all this money to bring it to market, it may be that within a year or two, somebody else has got something just a little bit better. And so, you know, everybody wants to eat everybody's elf lunch with it. But we definitely need to look at where can we reduce the cost so that patients, if they had to pay for it themselves, they wouldn't be put into such a catastrophic financial situation.
And from your point of view, this needs to be a higher priority than it's been to this point.
It really does. And I think not only drug coverage, but we also have to get better at teaching people. There are various types of cancers that are preventable. We need to do better prevention programs and educating children earlier about these diseases. And if we could lower the cost burden in the healthcare system, we'd be able to find money to pay for these.
Cheryl Ann, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cheryl Ann Simoneaux is the president of the CML Society of Canada, CML standing for Chronic Myeloid Leukemia.